Well, let's talk about our sustainable community voices. My next guest on the line, Mark Coe, manager of the Farm to Freezer program. Glad that you are here with Goodwill Northern Michigan. And yeah, I hope you don't mind hanging out and listening to us talk about our spring membership drive.
I don't, Shelley. And thank you for inviting me to partake.
Here we go, Mark. Let's talk. First of all, every month we do put the spotlight on sustainability. You, manager of the Farm to Freezer program, I hesitate because our topic is Farm to Freezer as a workforce development program. So we want to get into this, Mark. But first of all, talk more about the role in your organization and perhaps share some of your background prior to our Farm to Freezer.
Well, Shelley, I spent about 25 years in the photo industry, having a camera store, photo lab, portrait studio, and retail sales. And as you know, most people don't know what a roll of film is anymore. And that whole world has changed drastically on me. So I had the opportunity to, a friend of mine asked me to come to work for him, help him on his fruit and vegetable farm. I came on board and managed Calvin Lutz Farms in Manistee County for about 10 years. At the farm, I was responsible for a lot of different duties. We were, produced 300,000 to 400,000 pounds of asparagus and 250 to 400 flats of fresh strawberries a day. We did 2.5 million pounds of cherries. We did 30,000 to 40,000 pounds of pickling cucumbers and 50 acres of pumpkins, and then another 1,400 acres in Christmas trees. So it was a really large operation. It got me very involved in the food world. We started a farmer's market, and we had 8 markets a week that the farm attended. I became involved in Farm Bureau. I sat on the County Farm Bureau board for 6 years, still active in the County Farm Bureau. And so that was where I met the Director of Food Services at Goodwill, Brandon Tsang. Brandon and I kind of sat down and started talking about some ideas we had for moving the food systems forward, and hence now my last 4 years working as manager of Farm to Freezer.
Oh, that's great. Thanks for that. So what is the Farm to Freezer program, Mark Coe, and how did it evolve to what it is today?
Well, Farm to Freezer started, I had an idea of a locally branded frozen product line. After working at the farm for just a couple of short years, I realized that our growing seasons are pretty short. Northwest Michigan, where we are, 4 months. And the farmers have to produce a lot of products and have to get their sales out and done. Field preparation, a month and a half. And then after harvest, the field and orchard care for a month and a half. So really about 7 months out of the year, you're working really hard to produce your living for the whole year. Extending the grower's seasons with a frozen branded product line was pretty interesting to me. And at the time, Brandon actually was the lunch lady at a small school in Manistee, and he wanted to do some frozen products for the school lunch program. And so that's kind of talking about that is how we moved the Farm to Freezer program with Goodwill forward.
Great. So how does this tie, Mark, to workforce development?
Well, Goodwill Northern Michigan's mission is jobs, food, and housing. So they have 3 areas of programming that they excel in. Along with their retail stores, Goodwill Northern Michigan has 8 retail stores. But along with the Goodwill retail stores, they have Goodwill and Homeless Shelter. They have another development for low-income housing as Carson Square. They manage a Patriots Place up in Gaylord. It's veterans housing. So they have other programming going on within Goodwill, and one of their other programs is job training. When Brandon came on board with Goodwill and started working in their food services division, he pitched them on the idea of a Farm to Freezer program, and actually called me up at the farm and said, hey, I want to buy 6,000 pounds of asparagus, and I need another 6,000 pounds of strawberries, and Farm to Freezer is going to live. This was a project that we kicked around before he came to work at Goodwill and while I was still working at the farm. So then I got a call late that fall saying, hey, I got about 12,000 pounds of stuff in the freezer. What do I do with it? So I came up and helped Brandon start marketing the product out. We got into a couple retail locations with the Olson stores in Traverse City as a pilot project. The job training aspect of what we've done is the trainees come in, and we've morphed the program around several times, but now it's a 90-day training. So we will bring trainees in, and we will work with them in the kitchen processing the fruits and vegetables that we sell in our farm-to-freezer branded product line. The trainees come from many different walks of life. Disadvantaged individuals have gone through hard times through the Goodwill Inn homeless shelter. We do contract meal cooking for the addiction treatment services in Traverse City. So we get the opportunity to bring individuals in that have maybe been incarcerated or having a tough time finding a job, and give them the opportunity to kind of reprove themselves and to help them make some adjustments to get back into the working world.
Mark Coe again with us, our Sustainable Community Voices segment every month, talking to those in the field. Mark, manager of the Farm to Freezer program at Goodwill Northern Michigan. Tell me more about your partners in the program and your customers.
Well, so our partnership has vastly expanded since the beginning of the program. I came to work in January of 2014 for Goodwill to manage the program. We've grown from two pilot retail stores at that time that we wholesale products to over 50 wholesale locations, retail locations that we sell to ourselves. We've developed a training program that one of the peak years before this last year, we had three other training programs that we were operating. So the peak year, we ran about 50 people, 50 trainees through our program. Last year, the number was down around probably 25 to 30. It's a 90-day transitional work. And so the partners, you know, become people with job placement opportunities. We work with farmers. We've grown from the four initial farms that we started the program out with to about 28 farms. We've expanded the retailers that we deal with. We're expanding distributors. We're now working besides our own distribution with three different distributors, Cherry Capital Foods being one out of Traverse City, Coastal Produce down in southeast Michigan. We're expanding to the consumers. We're getting our products are, we like to say, they're picked fresh at their peak of ripeness with the maximum nutrition value. And we're processing them, you know, within a day or two of harvest. We're not shipping them for weeks before they get processed, or excuse me, not weeks, but days before they get processed or get to a consumer. They are flash frozen, so it's, preserving the freshness of that product at that flash freeze point. We do also do a lot of farm-to-school sales and distribution. Early on, we started out with five school districts. We're now in about 12 school districts servicing over 50 schools, and recently started breaking into the college market. So institutional sales and that as well are all partners of ours in this programming.
That's great. Hey, Mark, how does this contribute to the community?
Well, you know, there's several things that we do that I just am so proud of our program. We have at the core of our program is a pretty heartfelt social mission. So the opportunities that we have are we purchase from local growers. We take products that may be seconds. A lot of our products are sliced and diced. We produce a 2-pound retail pack and a 5-pound institutional pack. The diced products, we do a blend of carrot medleys, colored carrots, cauliflower medleys, colored cauliflowers, sweet pepper medleys, and So the purchase from the local growers, it gives them an opportunity to sell a product that they may have otherwise thrown away, which is the case of some of our ugly carrots. we train challenge individuals with job training and then work with placement. Goodwill has a workforce development plan, so they actually provide opportunities as far as interview skills and resume building, and then direct the individuals to job opportunities in the community.
Great. Mark, are there any results to date that can be shared?
So results as far as, you know, the magnitude of the farms, I mentioned a couple, the increase in the farms. The retail outlets where we sell our products has increased. One of the great things about our product line, too, that we have developed is, you know, when you go to the back of the grocery store and you're doing these deliveries, there's six or eight different potato chip vendors or pizza vendors or whatever dropping stuff off there. We're the only one doing a locally frozen branded product line, so we're pretty proud of that fact, that we're creating a bigger pie, not taking a piece of the one that's already out there. We started out dealing with one distributor, and now we have three. You know, we started with four trainees to over 60 over the time that we've been doing this. Started in the three school districts, and now we're, you know, 12 plus 50 schools. So the numbers and the volumes of products that we're moving, we're even getting ready to take the next quantum leap, which is working with processors, taking growers' products directly from the grower to the processor to do the blanching and the freezing and the dicing and slicing for us, because the volumes are getting so large for our needs that we can't keep up ourselves.
That's great. Mark, what else would you like to share?
Well, you know, good food access is something that we like to say that we work real hard in providing people with. We work with our Goodwill in homeless shelter. We work with many pantries in the area. We like to say we're providing a good local food source to those customers. You know, the grower relationships that we built are helping us source local products and more volumes. We're providing a safe product and an additional market for the local growers, and hopefully improving and providing a stronger economy for our farm and our ag communities.
We know the importance of agriculture, sustainability, and more in our own backyard. All right, Mark, how do we find out more information?
Well, you can go to MichiganFarmToFreezer.com. We have a new website there that's in development, MiFarmToFreezer.com. You can look on Goodwill's Farm to Freezer website, and then you can watch for us in a lot of stores. We're getting ready to expand statewide April 1st. We're opening up some new markets. We're going to be distributing more in the Grand Rapids area. We're going to be distributing more, and we're building out a facility right now with the Eastern Market District in Detroit. So Farm to Freezer is going to be more readily available on all the local grocery shelves in the coming months and years ahead.
Great. Thank you very much, Mark Coe. We will talk again, and thanks as a guest for this edition of Sustainable Community Voices. Take care.
Thanks for having me on, Julie.
Yep.